It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Just yesterday, we held our last Talk of Iowa book club for 2020, and now it's time to look ahead. We have selected a book for every month of 2021, and now we're going to find out what's on the list. And of course, the Talk of Iowa book club is a team effort. With me to help reveal this list are a couple of the people that I have worked most closely with on the book club. Talk show producer Caitlin Harrop is here. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi, Charity.
And Iowa Public Radio Program Director Catherine Perkins is here. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Charity.
Thank you both for being here. And there are some qualifications when we pick the books for the Talk of Iowa Book Club. We want them to be widely available and affordable, so mass market paperbacks and something that you could get at your local bookstore or order easily. Many of these books are either written by Iowans or by people who spent time in Iowa, or they have another Iowa connection. But as we go through the list, you will also notice that there are a couple that don't have an Iowa connection at all, except these are books that we really love and want to share with you. So we don't have a whole lot of time. We've got 12 books to talk about. Let's get started with January. Caitlin, what are we reading?
All right, so we are kicking off the 2021 season with Mother Night by Kurt Vonnegut. Obviously, Vonnegut's someone who has, a really strong Iowa connection. We have Mother Night. It's a strange and cautionary tale from master writer Kurt Vonnegut. The novel's told in a first-person narrative by Howard W. Campbell Jr. He's awaiting trial for war crimes and is an American who's been living in Germany when World War II broke out, recruited to serve by both Nazis and the Allied forces. So the book is set in the past, but it feels really timeless and really relevant today.
Absolutely. I've been thinking a lot about this book and about the quotes from the book, moments from the book over the last few months. So this one has been top of mind. It's also my very favorite Vonnegut book, which I know that's a hard call to make.
It's a strong statement.
It's my favorite. So, all right. Mother Night by Kurt Vonnegut in January. What are we reading in February, Catherine?
We're going to read The Queen's Gambit by Walter Tevis. And you may have heard this book is making quite a splash. And actually, the Netflix series is making quite a splash right now. So we wanted to read this early on, maybe before people have it in the Netflix queue, or maybe just right after they've been binge watched this book. But basically, it tells the story of Beth Harmon, who at the age of 8 is an orphan and quiet and withdrawn, but then discovers playing the game of chess and finds out that she's a child protege and is kind of gaining confidence and a sense of self and power through playing this game. But as she gets into her teen years, she gets into higher levels of competition, including the U.S. Open Championship. And as she's making a name for herself in this male-dominated world of competitive chess, she's also becoming more and more isolated. And so it's really a story about success and follows this young girl's path through the competitive world of chess.
And there is an Iowa connection here. Not only is this a book that a lot of people are thinking about and talking about right now, but Walter Tevis was a graduate of the Iowa Writers Workshop. So that's a...
Yay!
Yeah, we'll take a little bit of ownership over this one. And that's The Queen's Gambit by Walter Tevis in February. What are we reading?
I'm actually hoping I get a chance to read this book before my family makes me watch the series.
So. I'm breaking my rule and watching the series first. So this is rare for me, but okay, only 3 episodes left. I got to keep going. Caitlin, what are we reading in March?
Yeah, in March, we're reading The Overstory by Richard Powers. This is a really, really relevant text. I think especially feels really relevant post-derecho when we really saw damage to our trees across the state of Iowa. It's this really beautiful ode to environmental activism and connection and follows 8 very different people who are kind of unknowingly tied together by the lives and legacies of these trees, some of which are actually here in Iowa. We love that. And it won the 2019 Pulitzer Prize for Fiction and split into 4 sections called Roots, Trunks, Crowns, and Seeds, which weave the characters together through their relationships with the natural world. So it's something that's really great for the tree hugger in your life.
And this was actually on the list last year,
yes,
but had to get knocked off. And then when the derecho struck, I was like, I can't believe we're not reading the overstory. So we are definitely reading the overstory in 2021, the overstory by Richard Powers. And that brings us to April, National Poetry Month. Catherine, what are we reading?
We are going to read An American Sunrise by Joy Harjo. This is a collection by the U.S. Poet Laureate. She's returning to her family's lands east of the Mississippi River 200 years after the forced removal of the Muscogee people. So Harjo's poems really kind of look at the historical erasure of the Muscogee and other Native people, but also sort of, you know, looks at the strength and abundance of that homeland and how it fueled her people. So it'll weave, you know, some personal story with tribal history and that kind of thing. It should be a really good book to read.
Absolutely. And this is a book that also kind of explores the American identity. And there are several more books on this list to come in just a few minutes that also explore that in some different ways. So I'm really excited about this. An American Sunrise by Joy Harjo, which brings us to May. Caitlin?
Yeah. So in May, we're reading Little Faith by Nicholas Butler. I'm really excited about this one because it's actually the All Iowa Reads adult selection for the year. So we're excited to get to partner with them a little bit and look at this text. It follows main character Lyle, who's thrilled when his estranged daughter Shiloh and her 6-year-old son Isaac finally return to the family home in rural Wisconsin. But like any family reunion, the situation is really complicated. And in her absence, Shiloh has been really deeply involved with an extremist church and has been actually coded and courted by a devout pastor who believes that her son actually has the spiritual ability to heal the sick. So over the course of the year, her father, Lyle, really finds himself torn between his concern over his daughter's growing religious extremism and any risk that could pose to his grandson, and also his desire to keep his family really close.
That's Little Faith by Nicholas Butler. And I've gotten to interview him a couple of times in the past. And past books have been really funny. This doesn't sound quite as funny as past novels, but I'm really eager to dig into it. That's Little Faith by Nicholas Butler. Again, that's the All Iowa Reads book for 2021 as well. And Catherine, that brings us to June.
In June, we're going to be reading Kindred by Octavia Butler. In this book, it's 1976, and the country is celebrating the bicentennial. Dana, a young Black woman, and her new husband, Kevin, a white man, have just moved into a new house in California. But while she's unpacking, Dana is whisked away through time and space to Maryland in the early 1800s. So throughout this book, Dana and Kevin sort of shift back and forth through time and space. They experience the brutality of slavery and the reality of life when our nation was young. This I'm very excited to read. I heard Science Friday did a book club this year, and one of the books that they read is called New Sons, which is a collection of science fiction written by people of color. And in the discussion of that book, they talked a lot about Octavia Butler and her pioneering work as one of the first science fiction writers of color.
Well, and I have read this book. You will not be disappointed, Catherine. It's
yay.
And I also, after I read it, my daughter read it as well. So this is not a young adult novel, but if you've got a teenager in your house and you want to read a couple books together during the summer, this one is great for that. The July book is also great for that. We'll get to that one in just a moment. But this is Kindred by Octavia Butler, a really excellent read. And Caitlin, what are we doing in July? I know that's the month you're most excited about.
I am so excited for everyone to read this book with us. We're reading Clap When You Land by Elizabeth Acevedo. Charity actually lent this book to me a couple months ago when I was in my own reading rut. And she was like, this is 100% going to get you out of this. And she was so right. I loved this book. It's written in this really incredibly rich novel and verse lyrical format. And it follows Camino and Yahaira Rios. They are half sisters and they're separated by language and culture and country for most of their lives. But they're brought together by the sudden death of their father. And they really have to share in this grief and find this new sense of family and community together. It's just incredibly touching and gorgeous. And it's a book that's written for a young adult audience, but it is truly a great fit for readers of all ages. It's a great fit to read with your family. It's a great fit to read in a book club. I think everyone's going to love this book.
I totally 100% agree with you. Clap When You Land by Elizabeth Acevedo. And I picked that book up because it was on many of our, in fact, I think all three independent bookstore people that we interviewed, you know, last December said this is one of the very best books of 2019. So that's why I picked it up. And they were so right. It's just so good. And again, a great book to read with a teenager in your household, in your life, if you can convince one of them to pick up a book. I think that this is a great one to share. Clap When You Land by Elizabeth Acevedo. We're reading that in July. And that takes us to August, Catherine.
And in August, we'll be reading The Life and Times of the Thunderbolt Kid by Bill Bryson. And Bill Bryson is a name that lots of Iowans will recognize. He was born in Des Moines in 1951, smack dab in the middle of the baby boom generation. And like many so-called boomers, Bryson grew up with a kind of a grand vision of becoming a crime-fighting superhero. So this book is really his memoir, and it talks a lot about how he raced around his neighborhood in a homemade cape and called himself the Thunderbolt Kid. So I interviewed Bryson about this when the book came out several years ago, and I remember it being just a hilarious and fun read and romp through Des Moines.
Yeah, and a nice walk down memory lane, I'm sure, for a lot of people as well. The Life and Times of the Thunderbolt Kid by Bill Bryson in August. And Caitlin, that brings us to September.
Yeah, so in September, we're reading Black Eagle Child, The Face Paint Narratives by Ray Youngbear. This is a coming-of-age and semi-biographical novel that follows the life of Edgar Bearchild through the decades of the 50s and 60s and 70s. Bearchild grew up in the Black Eagle Child community, which is a fictional stand-in for the Meskwaki settlement near Tama, and that's where Youngbear grew up and now lives. The novel is told in a combination of verse and prose and letters, and Youngbear just really excels at illustrating what it's like to straddle two very different cultures that exist simultaneously. It's one of those novels that can at one time be really funny, but also really poignant and really heartbreaking, and sometimes all at the same time.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. And I interviewed Ray Youngbear back when this novel came out. So I'm hoping that I can convince him to come and be a part of our book club. Again, Black Eagle Child, The Face Paint Narratives by Ray Youngbear in September. And Catherine, that brings us to October. And this is a book that I know a lot of people have already read, but it will just knock you flat when you do read it. So if you haven't already read it, you got to read this one.
Yeah, definitely join us for October. We're going to read An American Marriage by Tayari Jones. The two main characters, Roy and Celestial, are a young Black urban professional couple living in Atlanta, Georgia. He's a businessman. She's an artist. The book really starts as an exploration of the kinds of challenges that any couple might experience in a marriage. You know, secrets untold, paths untaken. But it takes a pretty sharp turn when Roy is accused of a serious crime that he didn't commit. So this is one of those beautifully written, resonant accounts of a complicated relationship and also really a good illustration of how systemic racism shapes the characters' lives in powerful ways that are really beyond their control. So there's an Iowa connection for this author, too, because she earned her master's degree at the University of Iowa.
An American Marriage, Tayari Jones. That's our October read. And November, Caitlin?
Yeah, so November, we're reading a little bit of an older text compared to that very new text. We're reading My Antonia by Willa Cather. And it was actually published back in 1918, and it's this really classic novel that brings the pioneer experience of the Midwest to life in this really vivid way. It's told as a flashback. The story begins as two young people arrive in Nebraska, ready to build new lives. Jim Burden is newly orphaned and traveling to live with his grandparents on their farm, while Antonia is traveling with her bohemian immigrant family seeking a new life on the prairie. So in telling the character stories of growth and hardship and connection, the book really explores class and gender in these really meaningful ways, and also just what it means to be part of the American experience. So it's something we're really excited to look back on.
Yeah, and I'm excited because I first read this book as a teenager and just loved it so much. And to me, it felt like a really true account of pioneer life, and you know, not a nostalgic account. There were definitely some very dark times, and this book, again, just I was obsessed with this book as a teenager, and I haven't read it since. So I'm really, really excited to dig back into that one as well. My Antonia, by Willa Cather in November, and that brings us to December and one of my favorite books of all time, Catherine.
Yes, The Joy Luck Club by Amy Tan, one of my favorite books, too. It has been a very long time since I read this book, but I just remember loving it when I did. It's a novel of mothers and daughters that are divided by culture and time, but connected through love. The book is told through 16 interwoven stories that really explore the experiences and identities of Chinese immigrant mothers and their first-generation American daughters. It's really a captivating and powerful book from start to finish. There's a lot of heartbreak, a lot of hope. It's just a beautifully written book, and I think probably will especially resonate with mothers and daughters.
Absolutely. And this is another one of those books that I just became immediately obsessed with. Although I broke my rule with this one, too. I saw the movie before I read the book, but I loved the movie so much that I immediately went out and I bought the book and I read it. And then I went home for winter break, and I had a friend who was actually 100 years old at the time, and she couldn't read on her own because she was blind. And I sat with her every day through winter break and read this book out loud to her because I loved it so much. And I just wanted her to share that with me, too. Yeah, I'm very excited about this. And as Caitlin can report, when Catherine and I started talking about it, we're like, well, maybe we should. It doesn't really have an Iowa connection. And then we got so excited about it that we're like, obviously we're including The Joy Luck Club. So that's The Joy Luck Club by Amy Tan for December. And we hope that you'll also enjoy or join our Facebook group. We have a Facebook group, IPR's Talk of Iowa Book Club. You can search for that and join the group. And that way you can connect with other readers around the state of Iowa. You can talk about the books that you're reading on this list, but other books as well through the Facebook group. And of course, we'll be broadcasting our conversations, our book clubs, once a month through 2021 as we read the books. So join us for one, join us for five, join us for all 12 books. We would love for you to be a part of this as well. And Caitlin Harrop, thanks for all your hard work and thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Catherine Perkins, thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Catherine Perkins is program director at Iowa Public Radio, and Caitlin Harrop is talk show producer here at Iowa Public Radio as well. And we hope you'll join us for the Talk of Iowa Book Club all throughout 2021. We will be sharing this book online through social media and on our website today. So don't worry if you didn't get it all written down. Talk of Iowa is a production of Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbie.